7th parak of Gittin, first mission. Mishachzu kul doikis. Person who had some type of makla that causes him, his mind to be confused. But oh man, he said, kisu get l'ishti. At the time that he was confused, not 100% sane, he said, right, get to my wife, lo yamaklum, that does not take effect. Oh, makisu get l'ishti. If he said, right, get to my wife, oh, so kul doikis. And then afterwards, he got sick. And then afterwards he said, don't. When he was in a state of lack of clear mind, he said, don't try to get in. What he said afterwards, this doesn't take effect. Because whatever he did at the time was kodakis, it's not take effect. A person who was, became mute. He cannot speak. So how do we test him? Should we write a letter, a get to your wife? We saw this in previous Mishnahis, that get can be written based on Rabbeza. So how do we test him? He shook his head in the affirmative that he does want. In three different things, we ask him questions, and we see that if when he said shakes his head as a yes, does he really mean that there's nobody he's doing it? He's just confused. So we ask him, are there fruit trees in the middle of the winter? Fruit on the trees in the middle of the winter. So if he makes that sign of yes, then we know that when he says yes, he doesn't really know what he's doing. If he says no, and we have three questions like this, then we rely on him. Love, Valhein Heg. We have questions three, four, no questions three, yes questions to see how he shakes his head for a no and for a yes. And if he passed the test, then Harei lo yichlu v'yitnu, then relying on the fact that he made a yes emotion of his head, we will write the gift for him.